big problem here in Donegal is that we rely very much on the wedding market. A lot of that business will come from Northern Ireland. Now we've seen the situation where Northern Ireland has become a competitor to us, and a lot of the weddings are going to Northern Ireland because there's more numbers allowed there and music, etc. So it's certainly going to be a very, very difficult winter.
In terms of the ongoing debate about extending the season and bringing in more facilities, has that been done to a sufficient extent that will give the hotel sector a good autumn and winter? Or are you now going to be, do you believe, on the back foot for the rest of the year?
I think, Culture Ireland and the Wild Atlantic Way have done quite a bit in trying to extend the season. But, you know, once the weather changes, you know, kids go back to school and all that sort of thing, numbers do fall off the edge of a cliff. So it's going to be a very, very long winter. So that's why we're calling on the government, you know, to maintain the VAT rate. You know, we would say permanently at 9%, keep the waiver on the rates for the time being, and keep the job employment subsidy schemes going, because that way we can keep our staff employed and build up the teams that we need for next year.
Obviously, you'll be looking very carefully to see what's in next week's budget. Are you confident that at the short term, at the very least, you will see the supports continue in place and the government continue to accept the point you're making that the sector is by no means out of the woods yet?
The one good thing that has come out of the pandemic is I think the government have realised the importance of tourism to the economy, and especially in rural Ireland. Like here in Donegal, you know, we've nearly 8,000 people involved in tourism, and when tourism closed down, all of those people were unemployed. So I would be confident. You know, I feel that the government do see the potential in tourism. So therefore, I would be confident that they will keep the subsidies going short term. But, you know, we would need it right up until June next year.